I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Evangelical Christians continue to be the focus of a crackdown in Eritrea. Hundreds of believers have been arrested. The U.S. is calling it a country of particular concern for its religious freedom violations. Strategic World Impact has long supported these believers. Kevin Turner knows why the church is being persecuted.
Because she has said she will not stop evangelizing. They can be such an encouragement to us because they continue to do that in spite of severe penalties, incredible physical degradation that they face because they believe Jesus is worth it.
Next, rescue efforts are now turning to relief efforts after last week's 7.6 magnitude quake in India and Pakistan. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says workers are now helping in both areas. He says one team is now in a hard-hit area of Kashmir, once closed to relief workers. Now it's open with the help of a Christian military couple. Yohannan says the Pakistan embassy also gave GFA permission to send in a relief team into that country. Pray for outreach opportunities. And guerrilla fighting and drug trafficking continues to plague the country of Colombia. Kidnapping is also commonplace. Many are disillusioned. Book of Hope International's Bob Hoskins is concerned about that and says only a miracle could help change that. He says it's happening.
Here's the miracle. God has touched the heart of leaders in the Colombian military, and they've asked us to bring the Book of Hope. So we're actually delivering the Book of Hope to the Army bases, to the Navy bases, and to soldiers that are out in the battlefield.
Pray that it has an incredible impact. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The free 2006 Mission Network News calendar is hot off the presses. It features photos of the staff, places we've been, and how you can be involved. Your free copy is waiting for you at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request one at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.